KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Let's take a look at what's going on for a Wednesday, the 29th day of April for 2020. In the news for today, we'll start with the Emergency Operations Center's daily update. Amador County remains at 8 cases of the COVID-19. 7 have recovered. 1 is still in isolation. 442 test results have been received by the County Health Department. Across the river in Calaveras County, 13 positive cases of coronavirus. And in neighboring El Dorado County, 43. And in Tuolumne, our friends to the south, 4 positive cases and no deaths. Well, how and when to reopen the economy of Amador County was the main topic at Tuesday's meeting of the Amador Board of Supervisors, with the supervisors meeting in person, but with most of the public watching and participating through video conference. The ongoing COVID-19 shelter-in-place order and when to start easing its requirements were discussed in depth. The board voted to draft a letter to Governor Newsom urging him to ease the requirements. That has seen most businesses, both in the county and the state as a whole, shuttered to customers. The board heard in person from several local business owners who urged them to end all shelter-in-place orders, saying the harm to their business was much worse than contracting COVID-19 themselves. Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr acknowledged the economic issues, but compared to relaxing shelter-in-place due to low infection rates to "my fall has been slowed, so I'll take off my parachute." The board also formed, at Dr. Kerr's request, a new committee to help formulate policy on the reopening of the economy, which will include both local officials and representatives of local businesses. In other business, the board heard a report on the local failure of Operation Turnkey, a state proposal to fund hotel beds a state proposal to fund hotel beds for at-risk homeless people during the pandemic. According to County Health and Human Services Director Jim Foley, no local hotel has agreed to participate in the program. The board also yesterday drafted letters calling for small counties to be included in the next round of federal stimulus and one in support of the U.S. Postal Service.
Well, Governor Newsom said yesterday he hopes to put students back in the class this summer, even allowing some businesses to reopen sooner than that. Newsom outlined his plan for easing California's stay-at-home order in his live address Tuesday. Now, one of those involved a plan to reopen schools this summer that closed due to coronavirus in mid-March. Newsom noted that districts and families have struggled to adapt to the at-home learning. Well, the disclosure of the possible opening appeared to be a surprise to the state's top educator, who in a written release statement said, quote, "We all heard for the first time today the idea of schools reopening as early as July or August." Now, one possible obstacle for the governor's early school opening is that the state also doesn't have the power to order districts to reopen. That decision will be made district by district. However, many districts already start the school year in the month of August. Now, for other sectors of the economy, Newsom says retailers and manufacturers may be some of the first to reopen with modifications, including allowing curbside pickup at stores. Child care and summer school, along with parks, trails, and other outdoor spaces, may also be allowed to reopen. Newsom did not give a specific date for the reopenings.
And a man is behind bars for a burglary in Arnold. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, around 9 Monday morning, a homeowner on Pine Drive arrived home after being gone for several days. Once inside, the owner discovered a familiar face, that of 55-year-old Brad Birch of Arnold. He had made himself at home without an invitation. Last December, the homeowner had hired Birch to clean the home. Soon after discovering Birch, the homeowner called the Calaveras Sheriff's, and Birch fled the scene. Responding deputies spotted the suspect, which resulted in a short foot pursuit and Birch's arrest. During their investigation, deputies discovered that Birch made himself a key to access the home without the homeowner's permission. They also discovered at Birch's residence a stolen computer tablet stolen from the victim's home. Birch was booked into the county jail on $50,000 bail.
Well, today, CAL FIRE crews igniting a planned 3-day spring burning on an outdoor fuel reduction prescribed burn. Last set ablaze this past winter. The project, part of the Winton Shad Veg Management Plan in the West Point Wilseyville area, it's a joint effort with SPI, Sierra Pacific Industries, to reduce forest fuels along Winton Road, just east of West Point, near Lily Valley Circle. The plan is to burn a total of 37 acres. Now, CAL FIRE reports the purpose to reduce forest fuels on SPI timberland near the community of West Point. A plume of smoke may be visible in the surrounding communities and for travelers on 26. CAL FIRE asks you do not report this as a wildfire. The last time CAL FIRE worked on the project, toward the end of February.
Thank you, JD. Yes. And law enforcement is urging residents in both Amador and Calaveras County to take precautions. In a release, the Amador Sheriff's Office reported the escalation of mailbox thefts. They do this as a warning for residents awaiting their stimulus checks in the mail. And Calaveras Sheriff Rick DeBasilio announced earlier this week to be careful about leaving doors, windows, and cars unlocked. This comes after noting that 11 inmates were released from the jail in a statewide public health order. Both Amador and Calaveras are expected to increase community patrols.
Well, Amador agencies teaming up for a food drive. That's the Amador Justice Partners, as we've been calling them. And you know what? For more information, let's hear from them.
This is Todd Reby. The Amador County District Attorney's Office is pleased to join law enforcement, the courts, and the local bar in providing needed food for our community. Please join us in donating food, particularly meals in a box and meals in a can, to those less fortunate in the parking lot at the courthouse between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Please dig down and help. Together, we can make a difference.
And as Mr. Reby said there, that'll be from 9 to 3 at the courthouse. There are other locations as well. Make it a little easier for you to donate if you're not in the Jackson area. You can also donate at Pokerville Market in Plymouth, Ione Police Department, and City Hall in Sutter Creek.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.